Good evening, everybody. More hip hop. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. Just wanted to dedicate tonight's Sheer as a Refuah Shlema to David Dov Ben Rafael Yaakov. We should only hear Besuros Tovos, and we should hear a complete Refuah Shlema of a Karav Mamash. So tonight's Sheer, there's a lot to talk about the Yaakov Hakudei. We know that the Pasuk says, Lo Sivareis B'chol Moshe Sechem Yom HaShabbos, and there are many different ways to interpret this. One of the more common ones is that when we get together at the table, that's usually ripe for some form of disagreement. And so we ask that at Los Avarish, we shouldn't cause ourselves to, you know, be inflamed by the conduct of our siblings or someone else at the table and makes us upset. So Los Avarish, don't kindle a fire. Be on Shabbos. That's when everyone gets together at the table, because during the rest of the week, everyone's running around and they don't have a chance to fully appreciate and enjoy each other's company. The second is that we say that Los Avarish, v'chol moshe sechem yom Shabbos. We don't go into Marav right away. We say the who, Rachum, why? Because we're giving an indication to those that are the enemies of the Jews so that they should understand the who, Rachum. They're going to be spending one more second in Gan Eden, and then they go back into Gehenna. So now we move on into the Parsha, and we see that the Pasuk says, Ela Pekudei, HaMishkan, Mishkan, Eidos, right? Hashem Pekad Moshe, Api Hashem. So the whole thing starts to really give us an understanding as to the whole listing of the types of ordinances, the types of kalim, the vessels that went into the Mishkan itself. And so the question that we ask, that Rav Mordechai Tendler asked many years ago, was why are we listing Pekudei over here? Why should we list it at the beginning of Pekudei? We should rather list it at the end of Parshas Pekudei, or at the beginning of a Yakel, or maybe even at the beginning of Parshas Truma, which is when we began discussing the whole elements of the Mishkan. So the answer that we can propose, as you know, Rav Mordechai had suggested, you know, from in the name of his grandfather, Rav Moshe Feinstein, was that we should really take stock periodically of all of the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us. And so during life, you know, we have to take stock, and sometimes we have to understand and recognize that a lot of these blessings that we enjoy are frankly undeserved. And if we believe that the blessings that we receive are undeserved, then we sanctify those blessings. We sanctify all the beautiful things that we have in our life, and we don't take it for granted. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good to us that he enabled us to have all of these tremendous chasadim. And for this, we are being makar tov. And this is something that's so critical and important, because during a person's lifetime, they get so swept away in all the things that they're involved in the business and commerce and, you know, taking care of the maintenance and bills and all these things, and we forget to fully take stock and reflect and appreciate all of the wonderful things. So that's the reason why it's inserted right before the end of Pekudei. The next thing I wanted to just touch upon is the concept that we say, B'tzal ben Oli ben Chol Amati, and B'tzal did everything kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Chazal explained that Rashi even tells us that this is not something that he was instructed by Moshe to do. He understood on his own intuition what Hashem had instructed Moshe to do, and he was able to do it himself. And so we learn from this that there was a tremendous chesed that was given to Bezalel. And what was that? That he was the son of Uri, who was the son of Hor. What do we know about Hor? Hor was the one who said that we should not be practicing the Egel Azav. As my esteemed Rabbi Tamar said, that at the time of the Egel Azav, we prostituted ourselves to a foreign god. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took vengeance, and the three Mil Hashem Elai is the call cry for Moshe Rabbeinu to rally the troops. But yet there were many others. And so therefore we see something interesting. Nahor got a tremendous chus by having his grandson, Bezalel, be blessed with the chokhmah, the tuna, the das, to build the Mishkan. And as a result of building the Mishkan, he also sanctified his Zadi's name, because he upheld the highest precepts of the Torah. Who was Hor the son of? He was the son of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So you want to talk Yechus, you can go even further back one more generation and say that Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who ran into the sea Ad Belosef Asav, until he could no longer breathe, in order to demonstrate the Amunah, the Pashtus of the Bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. He's going to make sure that we're going to be okay. So this is the greatness. And then if you go back another generation, you, so to speak, peel back the onion one more level, you get to Yehuda, who was most of his own nefesh by recognizing that Tamar is Tzaka Mimani. She's actually so much greater than I am, because, you know, here she didn't want to embarrass me. And yet I had to come to terms with my own conduct. And so I'm the one who owns this particular staff. I'm the one whose signet ring she holds. And so therefore, these children are my children. Her children are mine. So therefore, Yehuda was the one who came face to face with his own circumstances that were present at this present time. So you see that there's two ways to learn this. Number one, we can say that in the schus of the avos, in the schus of the tzaddikim, that's what gave Bezalel his tremendous kochos. Or you can say that Bezalel was blessed with this because, you know, he worked on himself and he was able to improve his own position and condition. And we know that this is a tremendous test for all of us. I think that as a takeaway, my father, Hashem, would always say, yichas, yichas atmo, that yes, if you look back in generations time, if you look before us, you will find that there are tremendous predecessors, Zadies and Babies, that did tremendous things. But ourselves, we have to be able to create our own yichas. And when we create our own yichas, we create a brand new future for ourselves and for our children, that they should be inspired by the actions that we take so that we can all learn from one another and grow as a result. This is Mordechai Plotzke wishing you the very best. Bracha v'atzlacha this week as we march into the month of Nisan on Thursday. And we wish everyone a Chodesh Tov. We know that just in closing, that Adar is Ani Hashem Roftecha, so we still have a few days left of Simcha. Then we march ourselves into Nisan, which is Zman Gula. And then we have Iyar, which is Aleph Yudid Resh, also Ani Hashem Roftecha. All those that are in need of Refu Shleim should have on the Karav Mamash. Have a wonderful week and all the very best.